Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Art of Craftsmanship podcast. My name is Dustin O'Hara, and I'm here with my brother and co-host, Devin.
Hello, hello, hello.
And trying to make me laugh right before we started the podcast. Devin, what do you got for us for this evening?
Forrest.
What do you got, Forrest?
We cannot get out. They are coming.
Cannot get out. There's no way out. Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Now, who says it?
It was it was written on that book. And dang, take it easy. Was it like Gimli's cousin Thorin, maybe, or somebody?
Yeah. It was like it was like, we cannot get out, blah, blah, blah. We cannot get out. And they are coming. That's the last thing. Right. So it's the quotes I saw were from, it says it's from, it says it's from Gandalf, but it was just Gandalf reading, or at least in the movie, it was Gandalf reading. I forget in the book.
Right.
Whether he might've been the one looking at it or.
Yeah, it was him. He was reading it because it wasn't Gimli, because Gimli was like.
He was sad. He was upset. Gimli was upset at the time.
Mm-hmm. They're gone.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Why do I bring that up? To not only continue our theme of book club, but I was trying to. There's something last week we wanted to talk about, which we didn't talk about, and we can save it for after I heard a Dustin. I heard you get ready for a cough. I heard the breath, and then it got muted.
And I'm back. Sorry, I had to mute myself a little earlier next time. Still trying to clear away that that chocolate chip cookie phlegm.
Those were good.
Sorry, folks.
I was trying to get descriptions of pubs and taverns from Tolkien, because those always seem in my mind like classic, comfortable, you know, inn, tavern, pub, right? The one in the Shire and the one in Bree or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
The last comfortable spots that, like, I think the Green one. Dragon. The Green Dragon. Like
the prancing pony.
The prancing pony.
In Bree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Green Dragon. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was trying to get the feeling for what I don't. I guess I haven't said anything yet. Mm-mm. But I'm turning one of my sheds into a movie room / tavern. Kind of pub bar thing.
Nice. Yeah, that'd be sweet. Yeah. So you got that like dark, you know, lived in, loved pub.
Right.
Like, you got to get the right feel, right? Because there's definitely, you know, there's like the sports bar feel, and then there's like the pub feel. It's a different, definitely a different feel.
like a pub, much better. So I want to talk to you about that, Dust, about planning for that, and we can share what we're thinking about doing and recording. Mm-hmm. But I think we should start. So if people are on their way to vacation stuff, or they're planning and they're thinking of what they want to read, I think we should get started with our first book.
Okay. Yeah, I like
for the book club.
I was thinking before we started, like, I did hear back from one person. One person sent me a message, and that was Vern from, let me pull up, make sure I have his correct Instagram. I met Vern a couple times at Maker Camp, but
hey, Vern.
Sorry. Again, this, oh, no, right. Sorry. Again, this year, but Vern Makes is an Instagram. And he sent over a suggestion. He said, some people, let's see. He said, I listened to a bunch of these and they're fantastic. It's Kevin Hearn, the Demon Barker of Wheat Street. The Demon Barker of Wheat Street is a part of a carny punk anthology and take place a couple of weeks after the events of Two Ravens and One Crow. That is so. I'll have to add that to the list of possibilities. But thank you, Vern. Appreciate it. And so he was the one person. So apparently everyone who listens to podcasts doesn't care about reading. Because that's why they listen to podcasts.
No, but it's hard to read in the car.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's hard to read in the car. So we have a good idea for a book, one of the books that you suggested last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll read it. I also got a suggestion from somebody.
Nice, right on.
For it's called SAS Rogue Heroes. I guess that's the British Secret Service.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Bob Workman, Shed 72. He's around. He's in the community. I've talked to him.
Yeah, right on. Yeah.
Short before that. So we appreciate that, guys. We're also going to reach out to some people and keep some suggestions coming. I'm thinking that's what we can do is maybe you and I will pick one and then we can open it up to the community and do like a poll.
Yeah,
right. Or I go, then you go, then community. Then I go, then you go, right. Then community.
Okay. You
know? Or every other. Me, community, you, community. Just to mix it up.
Or community, me, you. Or community,
me,
you,
me. Me, me, community, you, you, community. Me, you, community, you, you, me, you.
Me, you, you, me. You, you, community, community, community.
Go, dear, a theme.
you had a good one for us to start with. Tell us about it.
I will try. Let me pull up the the official description. There was a good blurb about it. What's the blurb? You had the... okay, here we go. I'll just read.
Oh, yeah, I was reading. Yeah, right. I was reading it earlier. The, like, real quick description. Have we seen the name of it yet?
No. I'll do it after this.
Okay.
Chronicles the story of a small, isolated community of technology-dependent city dwellers who suddenly are cut off from the rest of the world after a volcanic eruption. In addition to lacking outdoor survival skills and resources, they find themselves under siege by a clan of Bigfoot.
Yes.
Dun, dun.
So exciting.
The book is Devolution, a firsthand account of the Rainier Sasquatch Massacre by Max Brooks. He wrote World War Z and the Zombie Survival Guide. Fun books. Obviously, the one was made into a movie. I like the Zombie Survival Guide, too. That's the first thing I ever read by him. I thought that was great. We were going to go for a couple classic to really start it off good. The Tracker. We wanted to do that one. And we'd both read that one, but it's really hard to find, so maybe we'll do that in a few months and let people search out copies, because I couldn't find it any on the library Kindle website. On Amazon, it's like $40.
Right.
I mean, I think I have a copy, luckily. So Dustin and I have a copy, but we want other people to be able to have copies.
That's another another book that was made into a movie or part of it. You remember what movie that is?
The Hunted.
Yes, The Hunted. And actually, when we talked to James Keaton from Redbeard Ops.
Right, right. Yeah.
James Keaton. He was saying that's how he got into making knives, was he wanted to make the Tracker knife, because he'd watched the Tracker and watches him like forge out a knife. I was like, yes, it's so good. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, right. The Hunted, right? So The Hunted is, it's that whole story is based off of a story of Tom Brown, who's the author of the Tracker, and The Tracker is basically a autobiography of his own life growing up in the Pine Barrens of New Jersey and how he learned all those things. And he was his best friend was a Native American kid his same age whose grandfather was an Apache, like a full blood Apache. And was transplanted from the, you know, Southwest to live with his children and grandchildren in New Jersey. And so he, like, spent a ton of time in the woods and trained trained Tom and his friend Rick in all the ways of, like, tracking and stalking and hunting and living. And so Tom Brown has used all those skills and trained lots of special forces people and does school, you know, survival schools and stuff. And but that's, that book is about his life growing up. Super good, super, super fun read, because it's told in a very like story way rather than just like an autobiography. It's good.
Yeah,
but yeah, De-Evolution, I'm excited for that. I wonder, like, so DEV, I think it's De-Evolution, whatever,
it's De-Evolution.
De-Evolution, right? So yeah, that one's, I'm excited. Like, I think I love the way that Max Brooks writes stories as if they're true stories. Mm. You know, so his kind of, his angle is taking something and writing as if he's like reporting on an account. Right,
there's a, that, yeah, someone accounts of about it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So this is like following a woman's journals about this event that happened. You know, so he's going back in and going through the journals apparently. And yeah. And I love, I think you asked me one time on the podcast if I had to, if I had to bet at all, like Bigfoot's true or Bigfoot's not true, I would lean toward the true side. Because, you know, I think, I don't know, I just think, I think there's something there. Like, I think there's too many people who've had experiences of something out there that's unexplainable. And so if so many people are having experiences and you can't explain it, it's got to be something there, whether that's...
Oh, there's definitely something there. It's animals, a lot of weird animals that people don't know what they're saying.
Maybe it's Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Sasquatch. Sasquatch is Bigfoot.
Same squinch.
Same squinch.
It's the same squinch. Join us. We don't have any, you know, formal, we got plans to, like, if people want to officially join, we'll send them stickers or something, and, like,
yeah.
We'll get a list of people that we can, like, keep track of and reach out to. We're still figuring that out, but we wanted to put a book out there, not something that's so heavy or intense, like scary, something just fun for the holidays. Maybe we'll let this run up past Christmas and pick one after Christmas, or we'll see.
Yeah, we're just short of a month from Christmas anyway. So
maybe, I don't know, we'll see. It's only 250 pages, so maybe we knock it out. But I think we should at least give people always a month, you know, if not more.
Yeah.
So we're going to shoot for a month, let's just say by Christmas. And then we can start figure out our name, whether it's EDC Book Club or the Forge Book Club. The Fellowship of Occasionally Reading Gentlemen and something else.
I mentioned the EDC Book Club to Nicole, and she really liked that one. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, that's really good. She's like, because, you know, it's like, even if you're not reading the book, you're thinking about it, right? So it's with you throughout the day, like everyday carry, like you carry it in your mind. You're like, want to get back into it. I was like, oh, yeah, I like to.
How about the EDBC?
EDBC.
Everyday Book Care. Everyday
Book Club. Everyday Book Club. The EDB. No, don't like it. It doesn't sound like EDC.
ACDC.
EDCB. Everyday Club of Books.
CBGB.
The CBGB.
That's new. Never heard of that.
Yeah, I like that one. That sounds good. It's catchy.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So, join us. If you get a copy of the book and you're reading it and you want to, you know, show that you're part of the group, maybe just take a picture and post it to Instagram, you know, hashtag, I would say hashtag the hashtag AOC Book Club as well as EDC Book Club. I think we'll start with that. I don't have a copy of the book yet, but I am going to order it because I like having the physical books. I want to read the physical book, but I am through the local Baltimore County, libraries. There's an app called Libby, which is, it might be more than just Baltimore County, but Baltimore County uses it, and it's a library app where you can rent audiobooks as well as, or borrow audiobooks as well as, you know, regular books for Kindle and whatnot. So through that app, I can read like the first two chapters, the first like 40 pages or 40 something pages. So if you're in the same situation where you don't have the book, but you want to start it, you can always read, you know, try to find a little preview of the book online, and you can read that while you're waiting. So,
yeah, and if you're not aware, most libraries around the country are connected to Libby and digital book rental things. So, you know, go to your, and a lot, some of them you can get a membership right online in the libraries now. Yeah. You don't even have to go in. So, get a free membership. And then download Libby or one of those apps, and all these books are free. And if you have a Kindle or an iPad or something, I'd suggest like an e-ink Kindle, because those are not as harsh on your eyes. You know, they feel like real paper. And do that, and you don't have to spend it. Like, I already got a copy of the book just last night. I was looking around and got it for free. And I have also the free e-book, all from our library. So look that out. And if not, you know, I think, We found ones online for like $4 or $5 paperback.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And if you want it quicker, you know, they do have them on Amazon for $10-15. You can get them, you know, next day. But yeah, or if you're willing to wait a week or so, then you can order it through lots of different used booksellers and stuff. But they have them as well for a couple bucks. Yeah. So it's cool. I'm excited about it. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to kind of like, so what do we do? Like, do we talk about it? Not each week, but say, do we want to talk about it before we finish it? Do we like get to like a halfway point then talk, or no?
Cause I'm going to spoil it. You do the whole thing and then you get together.
Okay. All right.
I think that's how book clubs work. Yeah. Cause you go, you separate and then everyone comes together
and talk about the book
So we'll work it out as we go. We just wanted to get one book out there that sounded like fun and easy and interesting for us, at least. So if you're interested, join us. You can be the members of the first book, and I'm also going to get a copy, because I'm going to get a bookshelf.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to put a bookshelf up above my computer here, I think, and have all the copies of the book club books. Would be great.
Yeah, it'd be sweet. We'll have to think of something to give away. Maybe it's like a, I don't know, like maybe if people want to join and they want to read along, we like send them like a certificate, some stickers or something, you know,
be a
like,
patch or something you can put on a backpack or a hat.
Official member of the
Forge member, the EDC member,
the EDC. Yeah, right. Yeah, members only.
EDC. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It could be, like a person in the woods, like hiking, holding a book or something. Like, that's the symbol. Yeah. Or a guy with a hammer. And in the other hand, a book.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What's a hammer and a sickle. You could do a hammer and a book.
Yeah, I like the idea. Right, or someone like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I think typically the almost like a bare minimum of EDC for most people is some type of pocket knife. So maybe it's like something like pocket knife and book or something. I don't know. We'll have to figure that one out. I like the idea of the guy like kind of walking through the woods holding the book. That's kind of cool.
Maybe we can have the AOC mountains in the background.
All right. Walking along.
And,
yeah, maybe like
and just have along, them. Like, yeah, like, have them as not the actual letters, but just like that, those shapes.
Right.
But with a mountain, you know,
I like that. That's kind of cool. Yeah, we'll have to think about that. Or if anybody has any ideas of same thing, any ideas of
designs,
you know, logos, designs, you know.
Yeah, help us out. We're all new to this. We all want to jump in. At least we got a book now in our book club.
Yeah. Cool.
You are going to have, nice. What's the... Jurassic Park. Oh, you are going to have dinosaurs on this dinosaur tour, right?
Right.
Jurassic Park. There are going to be dinosaurs on this tour.
I really do hate that man.
So there are going to be books in this book club.
Right. It's pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. What's his name?
Thank you.
What's that actor? Jeff Goldblum.
It's
Jeff.
You're going to have
books in the book club.
Nice. Cool. All right. Well, tell us about your bar, your new bar you're going to build. Bar, okay. TV, movie room.
Yeah. All right. We need to all work it out mentally in our brains.
All right.
Here, I'll give everyone a description. It's a... here we go. It's a... if I can find the exact... I have the... hang with me, folks. I'm trying to find the... I took a picture of the... Here we go. Okay. There's a rectangle. You're walking towards the rectangle. It's long ways running away from you, right? Mm-hmm. So short end mm-hmm. facing you. Mm-hmm. On the left okay. side of the rectangle is a door. Mm-hmm. That's the door of the shed. The shed is a total rectangle except for, like, you walk in that door and straight ahead is a little... like closet. 3 by 5 foot closet. That's a cedar closet.
Built into the rectangle. Right. So it's.
That's it.
Yeah.
Other than the shelving and stuff that I'm going to knock out, it's 20 by 12, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. a pretty good chunk of space that will be totally empty when I start, except for that mm-hmm. corner. Mm-hmm. And also, you look straight in, the back left corner's the closet. In the back right corner, there's some shelving. Almost looks like a bookcase. I'm going to keep in, and they'll be behind the bar.
Because nice.
It's already there, you know?
Yep.
So, this is what I'm thinking, and we can discuss it. So, you walk in, and directly to your right, that corner... I think I'm going to have, I would like benches and a table. Almost like you'd see, like, built in a booth at a pub or whatever, so like, you know what I mean?
Right, so like one bench against the wall to your right.
Yeah, and then, yeah, like, and then another bench and, it, and the benches the L off.
Okay.
Right, so.
Oh, okay, so it's an L shape and then a table there. Any, like, right. chairs with that table as well? Maybe a chair too?
Maybe a chair on the other side, maybe. But okay. right now, but just a, that, the L, benches the and a table. Will be a
bench. Yeah, okay. I like it.
Okay. And the left side, that big wall, it's going to be where a TV or a projector screen will be pulled down.
Okay.
Okay, so that's going to be the focus when we're watching movies or sports or something. And then we look to the right side. That middle area between the is, I think what I'm going to do is two big comfy chairs. And in the middle, I'm going to get a electric heater with like a fake fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like one of those, it looks like a wood stove, you know what I mean? But they have them where they're like real nice, warm, and like LED, right. like flames that will just
so that'll flicker. Be like against the wall.
Yeah. In between the two chairs.
Gotcha. Okay. I like it.
Above that, you can have, like, a mantle, you know, and hot uh-huh. stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
So you got all that to your right and your left. And then probably above the chairs, if I do a projector, I'll have a mount that if the projector isn't in the box, I can hang it up there and I can shoot it onto the opposite wall.
Right, yep.
And get, like, a pull-down, like, 100-inch screen or something that you can pull down when you want to use it.
All right.
And then people can sit at the table or in those two uh-huh. seats or the back right corner is the bar.
Right.
Okay. So then you have plenty of seating. 7 seats.
Okay.
In that area, which is like more than enough.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So what's at the bar? Is there going to be like a store too or?
A what?
How's that? Like a stool or two or like what's?
Yeah, I'm thinking a couple bar stools.
Okay. Nice.
So back right corner okay, yep, is going to be the bar, which we discussed. Mm-hmm. And that comes out about 4 or 5 feet. Okay. Now, Dustin's probably going to make the bar, and that'll be the chunk that we shoot for the channel. I mean, I'll also get video of putting in the walls and a new ceiling. and everything to start to make it look like a pub or a tavern.
Yeah.
And I also have the idea of, I like it when there's a bunch of, you know, you have like 100 picture frames on the wall. That look.
Right. Yeah.
I really like that. So a bunch of stuff on the walls, a bunch of pictures of family and friends, and
yeah, it'd be cool. I mean, especially you've taken a lot of great photographs over the years, so it'd be fun to like revisit those and put up a lot of your photographs, you know, like
right
because it's a lot of people, like a lot of portraits, you like, you know. That'd be cool.
We can throw some Mark Adams stuff in there. We can throw can also throw some like fun stuff, like characters from movies and books and stuff, and you know, just have you know, put favorites of everything on there. So just a real nice,
some funny quotes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And all that type of stuff. And then, so the walls, the one side is real thin. What do you call it? It's, what do you call that? Really thin board. Yeah. Like Luan.
Masonite or.
And the ceiling too. Dad didn't want to, you know, Dad, he didn't want to spend the money on it. So he, but that stuff droops. Right, and there's a little bit of water coming in somewhere that I need to help plug up. But I'm going to get Guy to come over and help try to get it sealed as much as I can. But if not, I'm just going to cover it with heavy board. And, you know, if it lasts 5 or 10 years, if I'm still there, good for it. But it, you know, it's like, it is what it is. Yeah, I mean, I think
even like, you know, like quarter-inch ply. You know, would be fine, right? Because that's like,
I think,
three plies as opposed to like Luan, you know, it will be rigid, you know, it won't droop. Maybe you go to half or whatever, 3/8 or something.
Right. So I'll, that's the biggest thing is putting the ceiling in and the one wall to the left when you walk in through the door. That's also, the rest of it is wood, is ply. So we're good there.
Okay.
So I'll probably just put it up right over the Luan, you know? Screw it in. And then what I want to do with the walls, I don't know the style. This is my ignorance here coming in. But there's halfway up the wall is like wood paneling, kind of.
Yeah.
Where it looks like chair rail, you know, you'd see in a fancy dining room. Or I think if you've been in a pub, you kind of know what it looks like. And then below it is like some type of patterned wood. Right. You know, and then at the top of that, halfway up, sometimes, which I found out in London, or not found out, but you see in a lot of bars, it's just like a 6-inch ledge.
Right.
You know, that you can put drinks on.
Yeah, you can put beers all the way around. Stuff and yeah.
So have that all the way around, or at least on that left side wall.
Right.
You know, and then so have all that really dark. And what I'm thinking is, you don't have to get the finest of woods. You just sand down the edges and do strips. Even if we cut ply into strips, you know what I mean? We could
edge banding.
We could make a nice paneling there that looks nice.
Right.
And I'm going to paint it all really dark. So you're not going to know. It's just going to look like one thing.
And if you're getting ply to do the thing, and then you're getting like poplar or something, as you know, get some like 1x3s or half by four, strips. You know, 3/4. Yeah, you get strips, and then you do them in between, so there's just filling the gaps, because that's really cheap too. Once you stain it all dark, it's all
fill those gaps, make it look nice. And then the one last thing I was thinking on the ceiling, do some fake beams. So just run a couple, you know, 5/6, something kind of a thin thing. Yeah. Almost, you could do ply too, and just run them across like horizontally from you. If you're at the door again, they'd run across from left to right, like left maybe right. two or three of those.
Yeah,
just to make it look. And right now, the left top, there is a beam about, it's like a foot long piece of wood that goes all the way across. So that actually is doing something. So it could look like it's coming from that. You know what I mean?
I'll paint
that again, all the same dark wood. So put a couple strips of that on the ceiling, and then the top of the walls will be painted like a dark green or red. I think that's a nice color. And then the ceiling can either be, you can make it look like a cream or a white. you know, like kind of how ceilings used to be, and then the black, you know, boards coming across it, or just also make that dark, because some pubs and bars do that too, you know, where all the ceilings are dark too. Just to really close it in, make it cozy. And then the back bar is like an L. And
so what's your lighting situation?
That's also a good question. Like, so right now we've got two neon strip lights, like 3 foot foot fixtures up on this. So those have to go. And but it's also a really low ceiling. I think the high point is maybe 8 feet to the on the left, and then it slopes down to the right to about 6 feet. So maybe in the middle, I could get a real shallow fixture or two, but try to make that look old timey is interesting. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like, you know, why not do some like wall sconces? You know,
I do want to do that too.
Just like a cup around the room, like some lights on the instead of like overhead. It's kind of coming from the side, you know, because it is a shallow, because of the low ceilings. You know.
Yeah, I definitely want some wall stuff. Mm-hmm. Whether we can run the electric or not, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nothing else. If nothing else, you run it like, you know, you'd run it down a conduit, you know. I mean, it's going to look like an old building, so those things are kind of like that. You know, there's some things that are built in, some things that are in
the wall, and like, you could get a plastic cover to go over the cord and just paint that over. Yeah. And it
right, will exactly.
Look, you know, it just,
yeah, you run a piece of condo, a piece of like wood. Yeah. And then, you know, with so many pictures on the wall and stuff, it'll all just blend in. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have that. And then, but I do want a overhead because its other use will be for game nights and poker nights.
Right.
Yeah. So either that's the one thing. We might just use a fold up table or the table that goes in the front right corner. For the benches, maybe that's a table I just buy from a thrift store, and it can have added leaves to it.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
You know what I mean? Right. So it's like, maybe it starts as a circle, like a
4x4 or something, and then can go out to an 8x4.
Right, or right. Like maybe it's a square or a circle, right, and then you can get a few leaves in it when people come over, and we can have poker or whatever games we play. Okay. But that's why I want a nice overhead, because it's going to be dead center in the room, and you want a little bit of light coming straight down.
Yeah, and with, I mean, you'll have a little bit of a recess area, so you could do kind of like a recessed light, you know, something that's
fairly nondescript,
you know, because there's not a ton of room up there, but there's enough. Like, you could do something that's like partially recessed in, and then even if it's like a fairly, you know, non-offensive, whatever, like,
you can paint
it
light.
The same color. Yeah, it's just a can light there, so like it doesn't detract from the look, but you know, it's there as like that centerpiece light if you need.
That's actually a really good idea, because I can put recess lighting up in there, because right now, like I said, it's just Luan, so we can cut holes in that and then just put a couple cans even up there.
Yeah, even if it doesn't go as deep as you need it to, but it can go deep, you know, it can go some. Like, I don't know how much room's out there, I know, but it's it's probably...
Oh, it's plenty. They were big. They're bigger than 2x4s, so they were one by sixes or something. So you got plenty of room.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. That way they're kind of flush with the ceiling, so you don't have to worry about them coming down and, you know...
Right. No, that's a great idea. Have, like, four of those or something.
Mm-hmm. And then you switch them on lots of light, you know, if you're doing that, or you have the wall sconces if you want it more like a dark pubby feel, you know, get those.
Yeah, and if we can put it on a dimmer, then you can have it as low and just get a warm light like I do for my house anyway. Get warm bulbs or even Einstein bulbs or whatever you call them.
The ones with the big the filament stuff.
Yeah, and do that. Cool. That's a good idea. Yeah.
All right, so tell us about the bar.
Well, that's you tell us about. So the bar is in the back, right? So, like, again, I said, you look in the back, it's got a closet on the one side, and then you've got about 10 feet there open. So we're going to wall it off with the bar, you know? So go in 5 feet from the back wall, and the bar's going to come out. And it might not turn at all. It might just come straight across.
Yeah, maybe it just comes straight across, because it would come straight across and kind of line up with the door into the closet-ish, yeah. You know.
Plus so that is okay. Going to be a traditional bar look, and we were talking about today about maybe a live edge bar top.
Yeah, bar top or something. Yeah, something yeah. That has like some, even some if it's
interesting.
Yeah, even if we do like sometimes like old bars have like I don't know, like a front that has like a little bit of a lip, you know, so it's like this kind of decorative almost like crown molding but across the top front of the thing. Yeah, So it doesn't necessarily have to be like a super interesting wood, but it has like an interesting edge, you know, like that would be kind of cool too. So
you know what you could do is a real low metal edge.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes up an inch. And you know, black metal runs across the whole thing.
Yeah,
like cool. like a quarter inch bar,
right?
Like that goes across and kind of loops. You could have it like come up, go across, come down every few feet, and you could just screw the ends right into it and have that. That's like your edge. That'd be neat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, or something like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to visualize what you're saying. So that's not the edges.
Well, the edge is to keep your drinks and food and stuff from falling off the thing.
Right, right. Okay.
So I would say I know what you mean, the little edge, the fancy edge that comes off of it. You just have
like a piece of flat bar all the way across, you're saying?
Yeah, but it's up in the air. Every few feet, something connects it to the bar and then keeps going. Yeah. You're almost like you know, a foot rail in a bar?
Right.
Imagine that, but tiny, on top of the the bar itself.
Okay.
But right up on the edge, and only an inch high or a quarter inch high, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it could be, there's definitely, like, you know, depending on the aesthetic, you know, if it's wood aesthetic, we look at that. You know, if it's a little bit of both, you know, I think you could do something with like brass, you know, like which could be kind of cool. Yeah.
Or we just find a nice live edge 5 foot piece of something.
Right. Yeah.
And put that right up on top of the bar, and it just looks good.
Or something
and stain it up or put some shellac on it or whatever you do, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
but to reach out to Scott from the Crafty Wiener.
He's got a
whole bunch of slabs. You know, he's got his stock. Let me see what he's got. That'd be kind of cool.
Buy some off of him.
Or Free State, go there. They're pretty reasonably priced, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Yeah, and I think, you know, it could be something like, right, yeah. So you got the bar comes out right from the back right, comes out maybe 5 or 6 feet. And then behind it you have so you were also thinking about like having something come down from the ceiling a little bit too?
Yeah, you know, if you look at like a lot of bars and a lot of British pubs and stuff, you have a top as well as you have something in the ceiling to hold stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe that come down a little bit to make it more of a pod, and you could mm-hmm. keep glasses up there, and you could keep a bunch of stuff that, you know, hey, what do you want? Yeah. You pull it down, you give them something, and it's just a nice look, and you can more spots to like hang things, you know,
right?
And maybe
connect
that the ceiling thing
over
to the bar straight, like in the far corner.
Yeah.
Not in the far corner, in the corner closest to the middle of the room where the bar top ends.
Right.
Do a 4x4 that connects it.
Okay.
You know, where it's almost like that's holding it up.
Like a pillar. Yeah.
Like a pillar.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
You know, and then you can hang stuff there too, and it's just another thing that adds character.
Yeah, right on. And that, you know, that bar, the height of the bar could wrap, that can be the height of the, you know, wraps around the room. So you get that, like, that drink ledge.
You know? Yeah, right.
That's cool. I was thinking you could connect the top part above the bar. It could go all the way across the room from left to right or whatever, from right to left, and it can connect with the front of the closet. So it becomes like this whole like back part. You like go through the door, to like it behind the bar, depending on where that is.
You know? What do you mean?
So like, if you're standing, you're looking back at the bar. The bar's on the back right, and the closet's on the back left.
Mm-hmm.
So is the front edge of the closet, what's like closest to us? That face, is that the same level as the bar? Like the same distance away from the wall?
I think it will be, because might as well be, because there's already a door there. There's already a wall there, so we might as well take it straight across and leave a gap in the middle, obviously, where we can get through.
Right. So I'm thinking, like, the overhead part of the bar that's above your head can go all the way across from left to right, you know, and go from the bar, you know, so that way you walk through the gap into the bar, but above your head there, as well as, like, going, is, like, connecting the closet part to the bar.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, maybe. Unless you want it to wrap around to make, like, the corner of the bar, right? Otherwise, that whole back area can kind of be the bar.
I might want it to from the back right side, come out, aligned with the bar, and then, yeah, cut back in.
With the closet.
Almost like it's its own standalone. Like, where the pillar comes down, it turns back. Because a lot of those bars... You know, you have like a room, but then you have like its own. It's like a four-post bed.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like Shaun of the Dead.
You know, right, where you have the center bar with its own post. It's like its own self-contained thing.
Yeah, it's a space within a space. That's how we would call it in architecture. The organizational space within a space.
We make a space within a space in the back for the bar.
Right.
So you got the bar space with stools. You got the middle space with the two big comfy chairs on either side of a little fireplace. Right, and then the corner is a little booth where you can sit. And the other wall is for hanging stuff. And it'll be for the TV and or the screen that you can pull down when you're not. Like, if it's just a game night,
well,
the screen will go up and we'll just have music and stuff. And it's like just a little... traditional bar, but if you know, watching football games or having movies, you pull the screen down and you're ready to rock.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, like I'm thinking like the end of the bar, you know, maybe it, like you said, it comes out, maybe it does, depending on how deep the bar is, like maybe you have a stool on the end of the bar as well as the two in the front or something, you know. So
I don't think we have that much room, because it's only 12 across. Right. And
you ever see those swing out like bar stools, they're like on like a cast iron thing that's attached to the bar, and then it swings out like a little
stool. No,
that's kind of wild. That'd be sweet.
Take the whole bar down, sit on it.
Not if I build it, you won't.
All right. Well, hopefully you are building it. So
yeah.
And that's really cool. The nice thing is nice, but while I'm working on the walls and stuff, trying to get just the nice interior and the ceiling, you can work on the bar itself,
because
it's easy to travel with, and then you just put it in and screw it directly right into the floor joists, and we're
I like it. Yeah, it sounds cool. Yeah, that'll be fun. It seems like a really cool space, like kind of small and intimate, but you know, it's big enough to like have some dedicated, you know, like you said, front right's a little booth, you know, like table and booth, and then you get the little, you know, chairs in the middle, and it kind of, it's like I'm dividing this little space into kind of like a few different spaces, which is cool.
Right.
You
know? I want it to be a, because right now it's not getting used at all, and we don't really even store anything in it. So it's just sitting there. You know, I think a squirrel lives in the ceiling. Like, that's it. That's the only thing occupying it. So I want to make it a cool place to go. When you have people over, I have a small house. So at night, like, the living room's right next to, you know, the kids' room, and we just can't get rowdy if we wanted to play some cards or something. There's just no place to do it. So do it out there. Also have family nights. We can go eat dinner and have a movie, and then have friends. It's like for everything.
Yeah, that sounds cool. So what about so we did a cards night one time, and on the shelves you were able to like put all the food and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you put food if you had like a thing?
I would put
bring out an extra table or whatever.
Yeah, you know, we can always have some card tables, but I would say either you put it up on the bar, or or you probably up on the bar. That's probably the biggest space. So if we're not using it for, if you're not sitting there, you can have food up on it, or that little table that's over in the corner, or those seats that are in the corner. You just put
combination food down there. Okay, all right, I can see that. Nice. Yeah, what's going to go in the closet?
Home stuff.
Okay.
Gotcha. That will be the one area where we'll store a couple bins and whatever else extra overflow from the house.
Yeah, and you could do like, you know, you could also do like, you know, chairs and stuff. You have a couple folding chairs, like if we're all, you know, playing cards or whatever, the things
can go. Right. Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of folding chairs and they can go in the other shed next to.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, just normal. So if we need,
because that
if
is, it's like a temperature. You know, you have climate control in there, right? So,
yeah. So, it's an AC, a big AC unit, but it doesn't have heat. So that's where the, I mean, it doesn't take much. You know, when you when we came, when you guys came over the last winter, all we had was a little space heater, and it was plenty warm in there.
Yeah, right.
But if I get one of those little fireplaces, you kick that on 20 minutes before people come over, and it's nice warmed up in there. Or I'll have it running at a low, because I have the space heater running real low all the time anyway, right in there right now, just to keep it warm. But
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I could have used this last night. I wanted to watch Monday Night Football, and I was like, at home, like, oh, what do I do? I don't really want to go to the bar, because if I go to the bar, then I got to buy at least, like, two drinks, probably turn into three drinks, which is going to cost me, like, $20. So, and I wanted to watch Monday Night Football, but I don't have cable. I don't have ESPN, so I was watching it on my phone, just like the ESPN app, just following along with the GameCast, and it was 7-7 Chiefs-Eagles, and I was like, and I was like trying to think what I want to do, and I texted Sean. I'm like, you're not watching the Monday Night Football game by any chance, are you? He's like, I said no, you're not watching the Chiefs Eagles game right now, are you? He's like, no, I'm watching the Cardinals game. I'm like, it's Monday Night Football. There's only one game on right now. I was like, whatever you're watching, I looked it up. I was like, whatever you're watching is a replay. He was like, dang it, stupid TV. Because he said he was watching the replay of the Super Bowl last year, which started at like 5 o'clock, and they were playing it because then the Eagles Chief was a rematch from the Super Bowl. So he was watching, he was kind of like half and half, like obviously taking care of his kids and stuff, but also he had the last year's Super Bowl on as a preview for last night's Monday Night Football game, which was a rematch, Eagles Chiefs. And so then, like, I guess whatever channel he was watching that on right after that game just started playing the Cardinals game from this week as a replay.
Gotcha.
And so he was like, I'm not watching that one. I'm like, that's not the game. That's a replay. I was like, it's the Chiefs Eagles game. He was like, oh man. So then I went over there and we ended up watching it, which is cool. But yeah, if I had like a place to go, you know, that's like cheaper than the bar and dedicated, like I'm happy to drive 20 minutes, you know, up to wherever, up to your place, watch the football game in a little pub. It'd be sweet.
Right,
you like look out there and the lights will be on one night. I'm like, hey, I'll get rowdy in there, like yelling at the TV, like what the?
There's someone out in the pub.
Someone's in the pub,
and I think I want to.
Yeah,
I want to keep.
You gotta put in a window or something, you know.
I want to keep it. I don't know. I want it to be like what do you call it? A casino where you don't know. You go in there and you don't know how long you've been in there.
You should put a little sign outside that's like, you know, on air. The people in there, like, the door closes, there's like an on-air sign.
You know, I did think of doing a small hanging style sign, you know? Like the Prancing Pony or something.
Yeah.
And that'll be the only thing that denotes that there's something special inside.
So, yeah, okay. I was thinking, when you originally mentioned it, I was thinking you might want to do something outside, too, to make it look like a pub from the outside.
No, no. Like, I want it to be, I want it to be a sleeper.
Ah.
You know?
Nice. It's a, what's it called?
A sleeper.
Well, now, what were the ones from the Great Depression? What are they called? Like, speakeasy.
Speakeasy. Yeah, it's, okay, yeah, it's like a speakeasy.
Speakeasy, yeah. Yeah, like a little hidden
so
bar.
Other than a little hanging, and you know, I don't want to get robbed either. So
people, yeah, right, know. Exactly.
There's not a bunch of good stuff in there.
You know, those country boys.
Yeah, you might,
this bar don't have any Coors Light. What the
fancy beer?
So behind the bar, you have like a space for a little mini fridge behind the bar.
Yeah, I already got the mini fridge, so okay. We're set. So we'll have
nice.
Whatever beer you want in there, maybe I'll keep a cooler back there or something too. So if people come and there's not room, you just drop them right in the cooler and you can help yourself. Okay. And then,
nice,
you know, just simple stuff. A couple of liquor bottles up on the shelf, maybe, you know, an ice bucket. And
yeah, we'll do like a mirror on the back wall.
I don't know.
Has.
I've thought about
makes
that.
The space feel bigger.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I can find an old mirror style.
Yeah, it'd be kind
of
cool.
Maybe like a, what about like, you know, one of the round like Americana ones with the eagle on top?
Yeah, okay.
Those are cool.
Yeah, I actually have a couple of them.
Do you? Do you have a big one?
The ones I have are like like 20 by maybe like 18 by 24. You know, so not giant. But I think you need like, you know, you need like one that's part of a. Like the one that's like above a dresser, you know, like it's like a wooden frame or whatever. You can probably find
maybe
one
for, yeah,
you know, you put that up. So that would be cool. Yeah, it's like it's got its own wooden frame and stuff around it, and you know, you got a shelf, and so yeah, it's got the bar. You can have like a shelf behind you as well as like a shelf in front of you, or just the bar in front of you. Guess it depends.
Wait, say that again.
Space you want. So, you know, you like when you're at a bar, you have the bar that's between you and the bartender, but then behind the bartender, you have the shelves of all the alcohol and stuff.
Yeah. You know, I don't know because right now I got the shelves to the right.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. That's
so
right.
The shelves, yeah, shelves already okay. There built in. So I might not. Yeah. I mean, I might put a couple things there to have some stuff to hang up.
Yeah.
But maybe not, you know.
Okay. Yeah. And then you could have like, you could actually have, you know, have a seat behind the bar too. All right, the bartender sits down.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna have a seat.
You're like, oh, yeah. You have your real tall ones. You can loom over everyone. Hello, little guys.
Little people. nice. So, yeah, cool. Do that. And so, yeah, Dust, keep an eye out for, like,
okay.
We need a table.
Accoutrement.
And I need bar stools and anything cool. I'm probably gonna go to the thrift store and start collecting frames, you know.
Yeah,
just buy those crappy pictures or whatever, as long as they got a nice wooden frame or something that looks cool. I'll just start buying them up.
Gotcha.
And anything like cool some, yeah, keep your eye out. If you go to like the restore or any of the thrift stores or anything like that, if you see stuff that would look cool on a pub wall or like even I do need I'm thinking a dartboard and maybe a barrel somewhere, you know?
Okay.
Barrel could be a table right in that corner, right where you you walk in and you look straight and on the left side is the is the closet. Maybe we can hang a dartboard there and a little barrel table right
there.
That's
a good idea. Yeah, right on. Yeah, I like
that.
So
people can play right there.
Yep. Yeah, so you're playing across the movie screen, you know, that's on your left, flat wall there. And then you have the bar on the side for, like, holding your drinks, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, cooking. Nice. I like that. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else. So you said on the route, the ceiling slopes from 8 to 6 approximately, right?
Mm-hmm.
From left to right, okay. So maybe we have to, like... I guess the top part above the bar can be at 6 feet. That would be, you know, enough that you or I standing there, that's like at the top of our head.
Yeah, maybe It will slope over. Yeah, it'll probably slope over to barely anything. So the
yeah, right, exactly. So if it's say it's 6.5, it's coming across, right? It drops down a foot or so on right. one side, and then it slopes into the ceiling on the other side.
Yeah, you could even do okay. where you walk through. It could be an arched beam.
Okay. Yeah.
Or it could be two arched beams. You know, one there and then one across, just for an interesting look. For a
right. Yeah.
More. Yeah, fantasy
column,
look.
Column on the left. Okay. But, yeah, that's cool. I like it. Yeah. I'm starting to see it. It's cool. It's funny. I think in my head that like I'm imagining that space a lot smaller than it is. Like I think it's bigger than I'm imagining. And so I can like, you know, but in my mind, it's a very, very small because I'm sitting in a small studio room, my studio, in my house, you know, it's like, I'm imagining it being like kind of tight in, which is fine. You know, that's the kind of feel is like the, you're in a little intimate pub, which is cool.
Right.
But I think it even is like small. My shop is probably like, is about probably like 15 by, you know, 20 something, 24
right. or whatever. And this is 12 by 20. So
12 by 20. Right. Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of the size of your basement. Yeah. If you were to put it in, maybe not as long, but.
Right. Yeah. 12. Yeah. Yeah. Probably about right. Cool. Nice, man. That's fun. I'm excited. That'll be a super cool little spot and nice little getaway. And then when your kids get old, you have little parties in there. Yeah. Hey, you kids. Just put horseshoes near the door so they can't go in there. No kids near the horseshoe pit.
You know what? The other thing I do want to do.
Oh, that's kind of a good idea. Ooh, sorry.
What?
What? You know, because that's you talk about how like when you play horseshoes, the cool thing about horseshoes is kids couldn't be near,
right?
Right, because it's dangerous. Right. So like you know, and the difference between that and cornhole, kids love cornhole because it's just like soft bean bags and you're throwing around right. these boards. So yeah. maybe there's something on the sign that has horseshoes. You know, like
ooh.
This is like the you know what I mean? Like somehow we incorporate that because that's that idea of like you know the horseshoe areas, no kids allowed.
right. Or kids, I'm debating whether to get it a nice name or yeah. just O'Hara's yeah. and have the shield there.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That's pretty like, good.
Like that. That's a good one. I like one.
That. That one sounds real good to me. I like that O'Hara's. Yeah. O'Hara's Irish Pub. Yeah, there's a, it's not there anymore, but there used to be an O'Hara's Irish Pub in Baltimore, which is sweet. That's where I went for my 20, I guess it was my 21st birthday. That was good. Good times. I used to go for St. Patrick's Days and stuff.
That's another thing maybe we got to talk to Scott about. He's got those machines, right? They can just cut out.
Yeah.
Can it carve or can it only cut out shapes? It could probably carve. I think
it can probably carve. Yeah, it could probably do different
things. Because then you could carve it into a, you know, 3-foot wooden sign and then just paint it by hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. We're coming, Scott. Sweet.
Scotty. That'd be cool, man. That's great. I like it. Yeah, O'Hara's. Sweet.
So O'Hara's or, you know, some name like the crossed horseshoes or something, you know?
Yeah, right. Hmm, I like it. Cool, man. That's great. I'm excited. That'll be fun. It'll be fun to help build it and fun to hang out in it when it's done.
Yeah, man.
It'll be cool. Because even now, like the way the room is set up now, where it's very much like utilitarian, like it's still fun. It's this fun little like.
We still spot had fun in it when we were playing stuff.
Yeah. It's cool. It's a good space, and definitely like I mean we had what eight. Seven, eight people in there easily, you know, hanging out and sitting around
tables. Yeah, and that was that was without the. It's only like 3 or 4 feet of those shelves, but that'll make the big difference.
Yeah, because they stick out. What they probably stick out 2 feet from the wall.
Yeah, it's no. I think it's at least 3 feet. I measured more than that. So, okay.
Yeah.
So you have that whole
right. Extra yeah, because they hold. Yeah, because they held all the camping bins and stuff, mom and dad's camping bins. And,
right,
yeah.
Right.
How's that shop going? Is it nice and clean and all like set up as a shop?
No. So what I'm gonna have to push everything to the walls right now and open up a middle area where I can actually do shop stuff in my shop if I'm building. So I can
help you clean it. So.
We can build on the one side, cut stuff, and but really I don't know. Does Nicole have any wood over there right now? I went by the other day to help Dad with the mower, but
Right.
If I could, I don't think they do have any ply. But then I could, if we could get a hold of that, then we could just cut it into strips, and you know that use that for all the wall stuff would be great.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, because everything like on the bottom, whatever the bottom 30 inches or whatever, you know, 32 inches, 36 inches, depending on how high you want the bar, you know, it could all be like just strips, you know. Like, if you cut all the strips and you put them together, like, even like that, that'd be kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like, paneling or whatever. Or,
I think...
Or even, like, if you get, like, beadboard, you know, that stuff is pretty inexpensive. And you can
And that would look nice.
Yeah, and if you did, like, a real dark paint with, like, a... Maybe not, like, a high gloss, but, like, a gloss, then it's kind of the shiny, right? Like, it's buff.
Yeah. Blue, no, I think I would go really glossy.
Yeah, okay.
You know, a pretty good gloss, because that's what... I think, yeah, that's what... they usually are, and then do dull for the rest of it. So do gloss on the gloss wall, on the lower part of the walls and the bar, and then the kind of a flat dark green or red for the walls.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Nice. Cool. I'm thinking like, yeah, I was like originally I was thinking like sconces on the wall, but you could do like, you could have like little lamps around, you know, it'd be kind of cool. It'd be like a lamp on the bar, like at the end, you know, or something.
Yeah. Or something that hangs off the beam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little, exactly, like a corner sconce or something.
A fake lantern or something that could just...
Oh, yeah.
You could put... Right. I'm definitely looking at, like, those new LED flame bulbs, which are cool.
Uh-huh.
Which they just slowly kind of flicker. That'd be sweet.
Do you have, like a chandelier, like a candle chandelier, but with the flicker bulbs.
Yeah. And then definitely the sounds. So when you come in, depending on what you're doing, but I definitely want like ambient noise, you know, and then you could like have music, normal music and stuff, but it'd be like ambient pub noise or something.
You have like the pub track over that you playing constantly. It's just like, you know, like people talking in the background a little bit, and like cars going by.
A little fiddle player in the corner or just have the Lord of the Rings soundtrack in the background playing softly.
That's great. I love that. Yeah, that'd be funny. Like if it was like the sound of like a corner, you know, neighborhood bar, just like people talking and like laughing. Right.
Cars
and
going by.
You walk in, you feel like you're like there's a bunch of people in there that you don't see in the back room, like, you know, hamming it up or whatever.
But it's just me in the in the corner, drunk,
just drinking
at the bar. Hey, Dust, come on in.
You're like, hey guys, my brother's here. Come on.
He's like, who is he here? Who is he talking to?
Damn it, Dustin.
He's lost it. I got a whole control panel in the back. It's sounds.
Like Kramer with the Tonight Show set in his.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Laughing. That's cool, man. I like it. So, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. So a couple things I've been working on. One is the laminate handle axe that I'm working on. So when I was up at Maker Camp, we got two axes. One is the one that I'm working on is the it's a plum Connecticut pattern axe head. So it was funny. It was like it still had the wood of the axe handle in the eye, but it had these two pieces of metal coming out of it that were like maybe 6 or 8 inches long, almost like someone had them as like a handle. I don't know. So I pulled all those things out, and it actually turned out that both of those pieces of metal were old screwdriver like metal, because both of them were screwdriver heads that were jammed in. So I took that all apart and cleaned it and restored the axe head, and I'm making the axe handle out of ash and black walnut. So down the middle of the laminate is black walnut, and then it's sandwiched between two pieces of ash. And then so that's like I have it ready to be cut and shaped. That's kind of, I'm excited about that because this will be my first laminate handle. And like over the years, I've always been, I don't know, like when laminated palm swells, where people add extra material in the palm swell and have like different color and stuff in palm swell, when people started first doing it, I was just like not really a fan of it. I like the look of like a really elegant palm swell. That's a good shape that fits your hand, but I like the look of like just all wood, or, you know, like all one piece of wood. So, I was kind of like hesitant to do that type of thing. So I haven't ever done laminated palm swells, maybe because I just didn't think they looked that good, but now there are a lot of different people out there that are doing them really well. And they can look really nice, but, if you do them well, but I do like the idea of laminating where you have like a different piece of metal down the metal, different piece of wood down the middle of the handle. So I have black walnut in the middle, probably about 3/8 of an inch or so, and then ash, which I got a piece of ash, and then split it down the middle and put it back together, so the grain travels across. So that'll be kind of fun. So I'm excited to, like, I had that all glued up, and that was in a reel that I did and a short last weekend. So ready to start shaping that and get that axe head on, which will be cool. And hopefully there's an art show up in PA. It's like a woodworking show, and the theme of the woodworking show is rhythms. And so it's like, how do you show that in artwork, whether that's rhythms in your own life or rhythms in the wood or rhythms of the grain or whatnot. So I thought it'd be kind of cool to do rhythms, as in, like, you know, you're taking an axe, you're putting a handle on it, you're making it. So like the rhythms of shaping the handle, and then the rhythms of using the axe, and all the evidence of use that happens on it as well. So, like, you know, wear and tear to the handle, and, you know, just like using, like, anytime I go out and I'm chopping wood, especially if there's anything that has any pine or anything like that, you always get sap, and the sap gets on the wood and the handle and whatnot, and the age of the, you know, as you oil a handle and you use it, like, it gets darker and darker. So that would be kind of cool to see the evidence, although I won't have all that much time from when I finish the axe until when the show is, which is like the end of January. So it'll be a couple months, but I figure once I have it done, I can kind of use it pretty often and maybe get some pictures of that or something. And somehow I'll show it as a single piece. Maybe it'll just be the axe. Maybe it'll be the axe and some photographs that go along with it or whatnot. But it's kind of cool because, you know, that's one of those things that I feel pretty passionate about is, and obviously it's why our channel's named the way it is that there is a huge art, and like that is part of the craft of making things. So like creating something like an axe handle, and I think the reason why I love making and shaping axe handles so much is because it's like, for me, it's the use, you know, it's got the function of the axe handle, but the form can be either so like blah or so beautiful, right? And so there's like this huge range of like what the actual form of the axe handle can look, and you got like these beautiful curves and a nice palm swell, and like if the palm swell is too small, it throws off the entire axe handle, the look of the axe handle. So this is like my first chance to actually create something that in my mind is it's that perfect balance between art and craft. You know, it's like a useful tool, but it's the art of that thing, like that object, that piece of wood attached to the head with a nice wedge that fits perfectly. And there's no gaps underneath, and like all of that in my mind is art, but I've never actually presented that as art. So I'm kind of excited to think, you know, like to take these two worlds that I've been such a huge part of for so long and really combine them in a part where I'm actually like taking a piece of craft and presenting it as a piece of fine art and putting it in a show. So that's cool. And whether or not it actually happens and I actually do, well, like it'll definitely happen. I'll make that axe, but whether or not it actually gets into the show, it's okay. But it's still it's that first step in taking something that's more craft based, more like functional based, and showing it as a piece of fine art.
Yeah, that's cool.
Excited about it.
And if you wanted, I could, well, depends. If you do want to add a photo element to it,
okay.
I could figure out a way to, we could figure out a way to, I could get a good photo of it, right, or you using it.
Yeah.
And really try to capture something interesting.
Yeah. I'm wondering how do I capture the before and after? Like, maybe it's just a video of, you know, like a time lapse of, you know, getting pictures every day of it and just having just that one image that just like turns and morphs from like the first to the last day, and you see the change, or is it like a series of photos like once a
week
or something?
What's the theme?
Rhythms. So that's why it's like I want kind of that like consistency, right? The rhythm is like using this thing each day, you know, like, so whether that's like grabbing it and walking out into the woods and cutting with it and then bringing wood back to the fire pit, or, you know, like it's all part of the rhythm of that activity, you know?
Right. Or and even like, just the rhythm of you chopping wood is a rhythm in itself.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
right.
So you could do a movement photo where it's, you know, even if that, then maybe that takes away from the rhythm of the axe itself and it's more focused on the photo, but you could get a good swinging, you know, almost, they say time lapse, but it's just, you know, you'd see the whole movement. You could do a whole movement of the photo.
Exposure or something.
Yeah. Right. Or even a multiple.
Right. Multiple.
Multiple frames. So you see, you know, like across, you see every part of the swing.
Yeah. That could be cool.
You know, so then there's either you line up across in a long thing, you know, near the like the length of the axe itself, and you have like 8 frames of the chop, or you do, you know, or you have it all in, I don't know how else that might be interesting, or you do it all in one where it looks like you have 8 arms, and it's like
exactly. You know. Expose like the same, like different frames into the same piece of paper.
Right, you know, right. We just shoot it. We shoot it in really, really slow mo, and then you just cut. You just the same. You just pick a frame every, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Every foot of movement.
Yeah, that could be cool. Yeah, because it's like I want to show. You know, it's a lot to show there, right? Because it's the rhythm of like using the axe, but it's also the rhythm of the act of going out and cutting wood, and then it's the evidence of rhythm in the wear and tear on the handle, right? So like, there are a couple things I'm trying to say with that, and I don't know how, you know, like, and it's not like, it's funny because I don't think that I'm like grasping for straws, you know. It's not like I'm trying to come up with an idea based off of the theme. I mean, I am, but it was like, as soon as I saw the theme, it's the first thing that popped into my mind.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was like, okay, how do I make this axe work with a theme for a show? It was like, this is a theme for the show and it's woodworking. And the first thing that came to my mind was like, oh, I can, you know, I can make an axe handle and hang it and show that as the art piece and show the rhythms of the use of the axe. Right. So that was my main idea, is that like the axe shows the evidence on the axe is, it's not like a brand new axe handle that's never been used before. It's an axe handle that has some rhythm to it, right? It has some life in it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it is. Yeah. Like maybe the interesting image is the axe with then the photograph that like shows the movement, right? So it's showing that the axe has been used, and then you can see the, you know, the use on the axe where maybe there's, you know, dirt or something, or dark spots where there was sap or whatever, you know.
Right.
Or like the axe head has some wear to it and it's not super shiny anymore, but you know, it's sharp, but it's got some staining from tannins or whatever on it, you know, so. Yeah. So that's cool. It's fun. And again, it's even if it ends up not like getting into the show or whatnot, it's a different endeavor for me as an artist, which I really like.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, other than the fact that we, you know, present our, I mean, the channel, right? We're presenting this like these things, like, and all this different craft, and like the whole thing is Art of Craftsmanship. So obviously it goes well with the channel, because it's like, you know, if I'm making an axe or if I'm painting a painting, it's all art and craft together. Those two things go hand in hand in my mind. So, but this will be like the first time that it's outside of the channel.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Cool.
We can do. Yeah. Yeah, I won't take your, I mean, I'll take photos, but I won't take your thunder.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a 50-50 split.
No, yeah. Who,
right. Who's the photo by?
The art of craftsmanship.
I'm like, me again, baby.
Me.
No, but if you really, because you could even, we could seclude you, we could do it in darkness, just with right. you lit up.
Yeah,
too.
Right, right.
Would be
yeah.
really cool because it's like this, and it could, you know, I mean, obviously you can make it black and white. That always right. makes it feel more artsy, but, yeah. you know, it's just very simple, like, grainy, good look. We make it really look good, and yeah. then just have just darkness behind you and the movement, you know, of you, like the study of a bird's flight, you know, something like, you know, how right. you see that? But yeah. it'll be like the yeah, study. Yeah. It'll be like the study of a swing, and then a couple shots of the wood flying yeah, through the air. That, like the, that'd be cool.
Name. Yeah, there's an artist like who showed a lot of that, like men, like a man running or like horse running, bird in flight. There's,
yeah.
I can't think of his name off the top of my head. It's like right on the tip of my tongue though. But yeah, that could be cool.
And
like it
would
be reminiscent of that. Yeah,
and it would if you hung the axe on the wall. Horizontally, then you could yeah. the same exact size. You could have the photo of it,
right? Yeah,
you know,
yeah, that could be cool. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know, I don't know how much it would work with the style of the work in that gallery in general. You know, I haven't really looked that much, but like, you know, if it's a woodworking art show that's based on of concepts, like it's going to be conceptual, especially in contemporary art world, you know, whether that's like very traditional woodworkers just doing traditional woodworking or some other, you know, more or like organic abstract conceptual work based off of, you know, or, you know, revolving around woodworking. I'm not exactly sure. So who knows, but I think, you know, just the process of working through that idea and coming up with a concept and building an art piece around the idea of a, you know, a day-to-day real life using thing that then also has art in it. That's not just purely function. It's also form too. I like the idea.
You could even have the, put the split wood on display.
Yeah, right.
You know, so you have the shot yeah. of the axe, then you have right. the axe and the handle that's all been used up, and then you have the right. split wood like
right.
below yeah. it.
So yeah, and the rhythm, you see the rhythm and the chips, the wood chips, yeah. you know, and like the cuts out of it, and yeah, it's like a log that I've, you know, bucked into two or something with a big V in it, you know.
Yeah.
Some big chips. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like that idea. I mean, again, it's like great. I can, if I were to go to a woodworking show and see that, I would be excited about it. You know, so it's like, if I'm excited about it, maybe that's because it's my idea, but like, that would be cool. You know, I like the idea of that.
Yeah, it has multiple parts to it. And then obviously, right, like right. you said, if you make it so plain, it starts out looking like, oh, the rhythm of him, of chopping wood.
Right. Yeah.
But then you start there, and then you go through like, hey, that's not even what I was thinking about when I started, just the rhythm of this daily thing, this use of this tool, right. the rhythms
yeah, exactly.
of making this yeah. type of thing.
Yeah, the rhythm of like
good art, right?
Yeah. Of the like the file shaping, the wood handle, and you know, mm-hmm. the grinder mm-hmm. and the buffing wheel, cleaning the head, all those things are just like a consistent, like a rhythm that happens, you know, and also the rhythm of me buying and restoring and putting handles and axes and buying new axes and restoring them and putting new handles on and buying and restoring and putting new handles on, you know, the rhythm of that as well. So yeah, it's all, I know it made sense. Like as soon as I saw that thing, I was like, oh, that makes sense. It's perfect. That's the first thing that came to my head. So kind of cool.
That's cool.
Did I tell you about the stacked leather knife handle that I'm making?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, so
maybe.
I'd been thinking for a while to do a fully stacked leather handle, and I was trying to think, like, you know, we may have talked about it, but, like, how do I do just that without, like, a bolster or a butt cap, you know, like, something that's, like, all leather, and I glued and stacked a bunch of leather. I had tons of scraps from over the years of just working with leather. So I kind of got all my scraps out and organized them in different colors and things, and then kind of made a pattern that like makes kind of a nice pattern. And I glued that up and cut it down. I made a reel of it. So that was on Instagram, but I got the knife from, what's his name? Shoot. It's, Lowen Rasmus, I think his name is. He was at Instagram. He was at Maker Camp, and I bought one of his Puko. It was just a small kind of Puko style hidden tang knife, just the blade. So I'm making the handle for it, and so I've been, you know, working on that and trying to think if there's a way that it can just be all leather and not leather and wood or leather and metal. But I think I will have to do something just because the leather is not rigid enough. Now I will have, it's a hidden tang, so it will have a hole drilled through and the handle, the tang will go through, but the tang is only like maybe 3 inches long. It's not a full tang. It's a hidden tang. So what I might have to do is weld on some additional tang, and then I'll have to have it go through. I'll have to add some brass bolster, butt cap or something. But I'm excited about that, and the reason why I'm thinking about it is actually my recommendation for this week, which we can get to. So I've been thinking about that for a while. My buddy Trevor, who is actually an artist as well and has done some stuff with like wood in his art over the years, which is kind of cool. I just kind of remember that. And like stacked firewood and stuff, which is pretty interesting. But he reached out to me a year and a half, 2 years ago now, asking if I would make him a carving knife, because I've made some posts over the years and he is interested and he likes doing wood carving and spoon carving and stuff. So I thought it'd be interesting to, I'd been wanting to make a fully stacked leather handle, similar to how the way, like stacked birch bark handles and stuff are for traditional pukos. And so I've been kind of working on that, and that's my idea. And then there's my recommendation this week is a young, ML. Sorry, I'm just trying to bring up his page real quick. It's ML Knives, on Instagram. And, oh, come on, go back. I think it's Finnish. Hold on. Sorry, I'm trying to pull it up real quick, and I was in direct messages rather than in regular Instagram. So I was like going, and I was like, no, I don't need to send him a message. I just want to check out his page.
I can do mine real quick.
K-N-I-V-E-S. M-L Knives. Okay, I got it. So it's... Nope. Yeah, go ahead. No, it's right. ML Custom. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
It's a part of last week's, if you didn't see the Starship takeoff, it was really great. All the rockets, all the engines worked perfect. I mean, it made it, I don't know, 5 miles, and then I think it exploded again. But it's all part of it, what they expect to do. That's why they're have so many. I mean, they have one ready to shoot now. I mean, it's amazing what they're doing, SpaceX. But on, again, Everyday Astronaut, they have slow motion 4K footage of some of the stuff, and it's amazing. It's so cool. They released something, I think it was yesterday, of all like their best angles of the launch, and it's so cool. So if you got a nice 4K TV, check it out. It's really sweet.
I was actually watching that before you came over. Like, I got home.
Oh, nice.
And, or was it? Yeah, it was because I was kind of getting this stuff ready for us, because we just finished shooting the ending and the final shots and all for the forged cutlery set, the blacksmith cutlery set. And I was watching it. So I was just going through and just like, it's all, it's cool because it's all just the footage, you know, and like no talking really. It's just all the different angles and like the slow-mo, and everything has been stabilized and all. So there's no shaking.
Yeah, it's great.
It's pretty sweet. Cool. So yeah, Everyday Astronaut. He did a good job on that launch. It was fun to watch.
Yeah,
So I was saying ML Knives. It's actually ML Custom Knives, which is why I was having trouble with it. But it's Martti Lehtonen, who's a young knife maker from Finland, like I said. And he just does some really beautiful traditional Puukko style knives with all different types of handle material. But, you know, it does a lot of like stacked birch bark and then, you know, like curly birch, things like that, like traditional materials as well as, you know, and traditional shapes as well as a little bit like modern takes on some of them as well. So I've been following him for a while. And I actually didn't realize how young he is. On his Instagram, it says a 23-year-old knife maker from Finland. But maybe he's still 23 or not. But he's definitely a young guy and just doing really, really beautiful work. And I haven't seen any stacked leather handles from him. But I was looking at his stuff earlier, just kind of thinking about it. Because after we shot the video, the end of the video, in my box that I actually got from the maker swap at maker camp this year, in that box was all the I had the knife and the spoon and the fork and stuff, and then I had also my stacked leather for that knife that I'm making from Rasmus Lohen.
Right.
And I popped onto Instagram, and of course, like, one of the first things that popped up was a knife from ML Custom Knives, and it was a stacked birch bark. But I was like, "Oh, that's a stacked leather," and I was like, "Oh no, it's birch bark." But so I've been still looking to see if anybody does. I mean, there's plenty of stacked, stacked leather handles, but I still haven't been able to find just a fully stacked. And I guess the one thing I think I could do is if I stacked all the leather and then I stabilized it the way you would do wood, you know, so put it into like stabilization chamber and so that way all the leather was impregnated with a resin, like, then it would be hard enough. But I don't have a resin chamber, so so this one might have to be a through tang with a pommel and a butt cap at the end, which is fine. So
cool.
But yeah, check him out. Martti ML Custom Knives on Instagram. Super awesome knife maker. Nice. All right. Well, that's it. Cool. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Make sure you let us know on Instagram what you think about the book club, or if are part of the book club and you get your book, please post a picture. You can tag it with the AOC Book Club or EDC Book Club. Both of them will be
following. Or the Art of Book Club.
What?
Or Forge Book Club. Or the Art
Forge
of
Book Club.
Or the Art of Book Club.
I'm going to put a post up about the book club, about the book, and I will drop a couple hashtags in there, and I will start following them. And that way, if you're using them, they'll pop up. I did actually start following. What did I make one or still? Let me see. It's the AOC Book Club. That was the one. AOC Book Club tags. Fewer than 100 posts. All right. As of now, there are no posts there, but that's okay. AOC Book Club.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
But yeah, I'll put some posts up there and we'll talk about it. And let's start reading that book. It'd be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Cool. I needed a new book, so I'm excited to read that. That one sounds cool. Cool. All right. Keep your eye out for the next video coming out, the forged cutlery set, because that'll come out soon. We just finished up the last filming of it, so Devin will be working on that over the next whatever week or so and get that out as soon as possible. And you said it's mostly edited, right? Mostly done.
Yeah. I have it just done up through. You're finished grinding the knife.
Oh yeah, right on.
Everything else is done.
So nice. Yeah, that's all the forging's done, everything.
Sweet. And it's up to 22 minutes, 23. Okay. So the whole thing will be under 30. There's some bits and bobs that I let long, but a lot of it's really fast. A lot of the forging is fast. Like,
right.
Again, I'm only going to cut out so much. I can make it real slick and cut it down to 10 minutes, but it just... You get no feel, you get no understanding, in my opinion, of what's actually going on. You got to give it some time. You got to sit with it. You got to...
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't like committing to... Well, when a YouTuber I like puts out a 15-minute video, I like it a lot less than when they put out a 30-minute video.
Mm.
I want a full episode of a show.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. You're waiting, and then it comes out, and you're like, okay, Like, yeah, I wanna. I'm
especially,
ready to.
Yeah, especially some time with, to it. Yeah, with us, there's we very few of them, so might as well. You know, show a good bit.
Yeah, right on. Cool, and you guys can find that on YouTube. Head over to YouTube, check out what we have there. And I'm gonna keep putting up shorts because I think they're doing pretty well. And you know, just kind of keeping some content there. And I will try to do it in a way that it's like a short version of our actual longer form videos. In the fact that I'll kind of walk you through a process and talk about what's going on, so it's not just a short that's just like a, you know, 30 seconds of me just doing something. Like, I wanted to actually have some substance to it. So that's kind of what I'm thinking of. And so far it's doing pretty well. Like, our views are up a little bit and, you know, the subscribers are up a little bit, and I think that's all helping because it's just like, you know, filling in the gaps with some of their shorts. So
yeah, no, that's doing great.
And, yeah, and you guys can make sure you subscribe and like, and let us know what you think in the comments. And then, you know, if you want to follow along with what we're doing on a daily basis and see some reels that are maybe not as concise, but just kind of follow along things in the shop and what I'm doing here. You can follow Devin and I on Instagram, both at The Art of Craftsmanship and at The Art of Camera Guy. I have my sheep shear knives up for sale, and those are doing pretty well. I think I've got about half of those sold right now. So if you're interested in purchasing a knife, a sheep shear knife, you can find those on Instagram as well. And then if you want to support the channel further, both Devin and I, and support what we're doing for the channel and for the podcast and the book club and all of that, you can head over to patreon.com/theartofcraftsmanship and find us there and support us like the rest of those people that do over there, which is super awesome. And we really, really appreciate that support. And everybody over there is also part of the, what's the name?
Discord.
Discord. There you go.
Which we need to get on more and post more. But
yeah, I know we missed a chance tonight to pop on tonight. But yeah. So yeah, we'll be on there, and that way we have kind of a more intimate group of people who chat about things when we're hanging out. So there you go. All right, everybody, that's all for tonight. Devin, anything else?
That's it. Find me some. I need two comfy chairs for the pub. Yep. I need Devin's two gone. Pub chairs. Hello.
Dang. Maybe I did lose him. All right, guys. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time. Oh, okay. Sorry, I lost you for a second there, Dev.
You got me now? Hello, test 1, 2.
I have you now. All I heard was we need two comfy chairs for the pub.
That's right. So if you're at a place and you see two, like,
okay,
pub-looking or classy-looking chairs, that's what I need two chairs to go on either side of a fire.
Okay. Nice. I like it. Cool. All right. Yeah, I like lost you. I was like, oh, looks like you lost Devin. It was like seconds left in the podcast. And then you came back. Two comfy chairs for the pub. All right, everybody. Thanks again so much for listening. And we will talk to you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.